Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Let all the inhabitants of the Lord tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. The day of the Lord is coming. The day of darkness and gloom, the day of clouds and thick darkness.
Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of the old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord, your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibules and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery. A byword among the nations, why should it be said among the peoples? Where is their God? Word of love, word of God, word of life. A reading from 2 Corinthians. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time, I have listened to you. And on a day of salvation, I have helped you. See now is the acceptable time. See now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance and afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. With the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute, we are treated as imposters and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see we are alive, as punished and not yet killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord. In the video series, America's Unholy Ghosts, Joel Goza indicates that nations avoid telling the ugly truths about their origin and history. He notes that nations fear that if they do acknowledge the ugly realities, then the task of having the populace believe in and buy into the nation becomes incredibly difficult. Better to tell a cleaned-up story, denying wrongdoing and denying the failures, than to struggle to get people to support the nation. By contrast, Goza notes that the scriptures continually lift up ways that leaders of nations, heroes of the biblical story, have failed. The story of the Hebrew scriptures is replete with ways that those great ones in the story blow it. He notes that by telling these stories, the scriptures invite the successors, the people who follow, to do better. By acknowledging sin, people are freed to live differently. As the church enters the Lenten season, the question arises: does the church and members individually tell a whitewashed, self-serving story of themselves, or does the church and members individually of it tell the truth of failings, of sin? Of course, other questions come to the fore on Ash Wednesday. Over the past many decades, the culture surrounding the church has moved more and more to deny, even defy death. People are loath to use language of death and dying. Euphemisms abound. Yet the core truth that the faithful of the church face on Ash Wednesday is that no one gets out of this life alive. Certainly, hastening death or killing others runs counter to God's desire. Few of us like the prospect of death, and for many, the process of dying is deeply troubling. What is true for individuals looks different for institutions. Institutions like the church can prolong their lifespan by any variety of series of redefining the institution, redefining the church, by coming to new understandings of ministry, of how God's word speaks to people, God's people, of how God's call remains the same, even as living it changes over time. Churches can renew their energy and life. In both the individual and the institutional reality, the question remains: to what extent can people and communities speak truth about their history, their actions, and when necessary, repent. Of course, repentant means change. To repent calls for a change in direction, a change in thinking, a change in seeing the world. In some ways, the change must start with a change in expectations. People tend to see what they expect to see. If people want to see something different, change the expectations. Repent. In the Hebrew Bible reading today, the community hears a call to change direction, to repent of their collective behavior and response. They hear a call to turn toward God. This call is plural, to you all. Turning to God first requires trust that God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. God relents from punishing. Those who read the Old Testament see episode after episode of God's steadfast love that endures forever. They read story after story of how God's grace and mercy become manifest in spite of the ways that people allow or people follow their own ways, straying from God's call to relationship, to love, to care for neighbor. To be sure, such repentance can be filled with grief and mourning and sadness. The prophet Joel proclaims in this moment, rend your hearts and not your clothing, change direction. In the gospel reading, the church hears Jesus continuing the Sermon on the Mount. While he has announced the kingdom of heaven as a space in time where everyone has what they need, blessing extends to those especially who grieve, those especially who have no hope, those especially who have no resources. Blessing goes also to those who choose solidarity with the hopeless, with the grieving, with the resourceless. However, at this time, at this point, Jesus has some challenging words for those who feel confident in their piety. He speaks to those who like to gain attention for themselves by how they and respect for themselves by public displays. Intention matters, and so does action. The opening statement speaks plainly to practicing piety before others so that they may see. Where does one hope for and expect reward? From other people or from God? If the former, Jesus points to a fundamental problem. Whether acts of charity or prayer or fasting, the purpose is always relationship with God. So today, the church realizes again the question of addressing the truth of mortality and facing the truth of failures and missteps and broken relationship with God and with neighbor. The church dares to meet this truth head on. In the waters of baptism, the beloved of God received the cross with oil on their forehead. Sometimes that oil is scented with frankincense and myrrh, the burial spices. And indeed, oil is also for anointing prophets and priests and royalty. Today, the oil is mixed with ashes, the sign of mortality. The beloved of the Lord, remember the both and reality that God's love is steadfast and forever, even as we acknowledge the truth of our finitude. These are the disciplines of Lent. Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.